Margot. Driver, where is the young lady?
Young lady?
Miss Lane, I left her here just a few minutes ago. Where is she?
Senor, I do not know what you talk about.
Tell me, where is the young lady?
Senor, you must be loco. You come down here alone. There was never a woman in this cottage.
We'll return to the shadow in just a minute. Friends, Blue Coal leads the way. Blue Coal is pleased to announce lower prices for spring delivery. For the first time since before the war, you're able to save money by ordering next winter's supply of Blue Coal in the spring. For the first time in years, it's possible for you to cut your household expenses by looking ahead. So take advantage of these lower prices and order your Blue Coal now. Next winter, you'll want to be sure of dependable heat. Experience has shown millions that Blue Coal is the failure-proof fuel. Not only that, but Blue Coal gives steadier, more healthful heat throughout the house. Blue Coal is the finest hard coal mined in the world today. Slow-burning, evenly graded, highest quality anthracite that brings you the absolute best in carefree heating comfort. Be sure you get Blue Coal, the trademark anthracite. Blue Coal's famous blue tint assures you that you're getting the best there is, America's finest home fuel. Blue Coal dealers must set up a schedule for spring and summer delivery, so be sure that your dealer is able to take care of your requirements at today's low prices. Order your Blue Coal now. Save money by ordering next winter's coal right away. Now, back to the shadow.
Margot Lane and Lamont Cranston, on a vacation in Cuba, are on the trail of the Suicide League's contact man, Senor Muerto, when Margot suddenly disappears from the carriage in which Lamont had told her to wait. Before he can question the driver further, Senor Muerto forces Lamont into his car at the point of a gun. It is now a few hours later. Inside the mansion of the Suicide League, Senor Muerto is forcing Lamont to walk down a long corridor.
Inside, Clarence.
Now, look here, Muerto.
Lamont.
Margot. Glad to see you again. What happened?
The driver of the carriage forced me into an automobile and they brought me out here.
I was afraid of.
What do you mean?
The very fact they brought you down here too proves we walked right into a deliberate trap.
I think I can help.
What do you mean?
I've been in here about half an hour already, so I did some thinking. I found this scrap of paper in the wastebasket.
W.J. Tufton. Shuttle might have occupied this room.
And if he managed to escape from here...
Must be a secret way out.
Exactly.
I see now. There's no windows. One door. Bookcase the whole length of the wall. Hold it.
What?
Are those books on the third shelf?
Mm-hmm.
All the books in one straight line except those four. Let me take them out. Now go look. Push button against the wall.
It's sliding open. What? There's a tunnel in the wall right behind the bookcase.
Well, that's how Tuttle managed to escape. Margot, I'm going to follow this tunnel to its door.
What about me?
I think I'd better go as the shadow. If you hear anyone coming to this room, open the bookcase and hide in the tunnel. Meantime, let's see what the shadow can find out.
You took care of Cranston, Weather?
See, I got him and the woman locked in a little dungeon. What do you do with that, man?
I got him back in one of the guest rooms. You better get the fish ready, Weather.
Yeah, we'll go straight to the aquarium. Who do we take first?
Cranston and a girl.
And Sutton?
And the rest of them didn't know Sutton's escape. He'll play roulette with the others later. Only I'll see to it that he loses.
Mm-hmm.
If you need me, I'll be back in the camp.
It's hot in here. Tropical sea. Tropical bird that blazes like a suit.
Oh, shut up, or I'll give you to the fish for an appetizer.
Better. Always this parody.
What is that?
Caramba. The door slide open.
Who is there? Who is there?
Who is that?
This is the Shadow.
Shadow? What? Where? I cannot see anyone.
No man has ever seen the Shadow. Muerto, who is the brains behind the suicide league? Speak, Muerto, speak.
This is Noreno. He's the big boss. Even though I weigh 275 pounds, I am only a little man in the organization.
Where is Lefty Loreno now?
In the gambling room. You go down the corridor. Turn left. The second door on the right.
All right. Put your hands behind your back. I'll tie you up and leave you here alone with your tropical birds. The Shadow is very anxious to meet this Lefty Loreno.
In your case, Miss Lane, I never would have... I was looking to deal with you.
Mr. Tuttle, how did you get here?
Lorraine caught me and brought me back here to kill me. But they can't keep me here. I learned a few secrets about this place.
There's a secret in this room, too.
We found it.
Oh, you mean the bookcase?
Yes.
Wonderful man, Miss Branson. Come, Miss Lane. I know where Lester keeps his car. I'll take you out of the tunnel, put you in the car, and then come back for Branson.
Christ,
get your hands up, Lefty. So you got away, Cranston.
Yes. You shouldn't have rooms with adjoining tunnels, Lefty.
Adjoining tunnels?
A tunnel behind the bookcase.
Oh, look, Cranston, let's get together and talk about the same thing, huh?
You don't know about a secret tunnel in your own house? Maybe you're not at the head of the suicide club.
I just follow orders.
Whose orders?
I never met the boss. I get my orders by phone. The boss, a big shot back in Cuba.
Get your orders by phone?
Sure.
Of course. Well, that's up.
What do you mean?
Merely that I think I know who your boss is.
Why, how could you? Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Sure. Sure, I think I know who it is myself. Look out, Cranston. There's somebody behind you.
That won't work, Lefty. I've used that gag myself.
Have you? You hear that door opening, don't you? You still think it's a gag? Too bad you didn't know that I operate that sliding door by a push button right on my desk. Here, use our coat. I think I'll take his gun, too. I've got to stay with the door.
Is it much further, Miss Carter?
No, we're almost there. I can't walk too so fast. Too much like work.
Never like work.
Use my brain. Make others work for me. That's the secret of my success. Yeah, here they are, Miss Carter.
What? There's a swimming pool.
Surprise, Miss Lane. Welcome to my suicide league.
Your suicide
league? Please, no foolish moves. I carry a gun.
I don't understand. Why did you...
Contact Cranston's stroke of genius, Miss Lane. Want to give up the club. Too risky. Contacted Cranston so he'd smash it. Leaves Lefty Loreno holding the bag and nobody knows I'm buying it. That's clever, don't you think?
But Lefty was after you. He wanted to kill you.
I posed as a member of the club. A good way to keep check on everybody. Always called Lefty from outside and told him who should be victim at the roulette wheel. That's why my name never would come up. Too bad Lefty found me on the street of sins. That's one mistake.
This is your second mistake, Puddle.
Let's see.
Put down that gun.
I moved. Oh, my hands.
So I was going to be the fall guy, was I? Had it all figured out, didn't you? But you forgot me, Mr. Puddle. Now, you and Miss Lane, line up there at the edge of the pool.
Let's
see. See those fish in the pool, Puddle. I think they're mighty anxious to meet their boss. Line up, both of you. Over there.
Voice of the Shadow. Drop that gun, Lefty.
I'll push safe, throw in a pool first.
Miss Lane, look out.
Oh, you don't, Lefty. Stop. Drop me in the pool.
Stop,
don't,
you?
Don't tell I'm slipping it. You won't get me, Shadow. I'll go the way Lefty and the others went. Let me go. Let me go.
Now, let us spoil your plan, Tuttle. Those fish have had their last victims. I'm saving you for the police.
How's your head, darling?
It's a little sore when Lefty hit me. It's a good thing I rolled to the punch, otherwise I'd been out for good.
What I don't understand, darling, is how come you suspected Tuttle?
That secret passageway in his room?
You think Tuttle had that room specially prepared for himself?
Exactly. That room made it possible for him to pose as a member of the club. He'd check on Lefty and still come and go as he pleased.
Tell me what's going to happen to all those people who were members of the league.
They'll all have to stand trial, since technically they're all accessories to the fact of murder. I think most of them have learned that no one man has the right to take the termination of life into his own hands.
Let me present Lou Cole's distinguished heating authority, John Barkley.
Thank you, Don Hancock, and good evening, friends. One of these fine spring days, you'll be able to let your furnace fire go out. And that's the time to have your furnace cleaned, overhauled, and put into first-class condition for next fall. You'll prevent summer rust damage, which can be costly, and you'll assure yourself of good heating and low-cost operation next season. So you better arrange now to have that important job done. Lou Coal dealers have the special equipment and the specially trained men to do this job for you. It's quick, it's thorough, it's dust-free, and it's not expensive. But your Blue Coal dealer will receive many calls for summer condition furnaces. So to make sure that he'll be able to fit your job into his schedule, I suggest that you call him and make your arrangements now. You'll find the Blue Coal dealer listed in the classified section of your phone directory under the words Blue Coal. I thank you.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. The characters, names, places, and plot are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Again, next week, the Shadow will demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, your friendly Blue Coal dealer brings you another strange and thrilling adventure in the Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. This is Don Hancock saying, keep the home fires burning with Blue Coal. The Shadow is presented by the DL&W Coal Company, distributors of Blue Coal. Lamont Cranston is played by Brett Morrison, Margot by Grace Matthews.